Welcome to Open Minds, the weekly sermon podcast from Christ Church Anglican Cathedral in Vancouver, Canada. Reflections provoking thought at the intersection of faith and culture.
One of the hardest things for me about following the lectionary is that we get these pericopes with no context. It's like when people quote snippets of passages or pithy one-liners to make a point because it backs up what they believe without providing the context, or worse, even looking at it to see whether or not what they are trying to say makes sense. Tonight's reading feels a little bit like that to me. I mean, what are we supposed to do with this? Really, Jesus? Hate my mother and my father and my siblings and my children and my spouse? Sell all of my possessions? You're not really selling this faith thing for me, Jesus. Because who wants to do that? And to what end also? I think terrible things have been done to people in Jesus' name because we were trying to follow. Things that have disregarded the personhood of others or the sanctity of relationships or the importance of paying attention to each other, all in the name of holding tight to a version of teaching that was more harmful than good. That is what I think this reading tonight has the potential to do if we aren't careful with it. The whole of the Gospels contain, as I read them, teachings that are based on love. Love of neighbor, love for self, love for God. And that is what compels me to be here in this community and in this faith. Caring for one another and showing up and generally inviting all of the wrong people is what Jesus seems to do over and over again, as Nadia Bolz-Weber reminds us. And so what do we do with this reading tonight? Well, I have a suggestion. Let's begin at the beginning of this chapter. What is the context that Jesus is speaking into? So this reading is found in chapter 14 in Luke. And chapter 14 in Luke begins with Jesus sitting down to a meal at the house of a Pharisee and speaking to them about whether or not it's lawful to heal people on the Sabbath, and providing all kinds of examples for one might heal people on the Sabbath. He moves on to talking about seating arrangements at a banquet and why you shouldn't probably choose the most distinguished place for yourself. Then he goes on to talk about a story, to tell a story about a man who throws a dinner party, but all of the guests come up with really lame excuses about why they can't come. And so he tells his slave to go out and invite all the people who would not normally be invited to such a party. My Bible says, the blind and the lame. So these would have been people who would not have necessarily been included because they were outcasts in society. For I tell you, the man says, none who were invited will taste my dinner. This party is no longer for them. It is no longer for the expected guests. It is for the people that we didn't know we needed to invite. And this is what happens right before the reading that we hear tonight, with Jesus speaking to a large crowd, presumably still at the dinner party of the Pharisee, now telling them what carrying the cross looks like, likening what he is asking of us to preparing to build a tower and ensuring that you do the foundation work, or a king who is preparing for battle, who needs to make sure that he has what he needs in order to fight or to ask for peace. And there's a line in tonight's gospel that has me particularly wanting to pay attention to it. It's the last line. Luke ends tonight's reading with Jesus saying, "So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all of your possessions." Now, it is absolutely possible that what Jesus means here is your physical possessions, your stuff. He might mean that. And we could absolutely have a conversation about our attachment to things, and that would be a good conversation to have. We have an issue with attachment to things in our society. I have an issue with attachment to things, but I am not convinced that this is what Jesus is talking about here. If you look at the context that Luke is putting into these lines, you might begin to wonder, what else do we possess besides things? I would argue that we also possess our thoughts, our assumptions, the ways in which we judge one another, the ways in which we set up or structure our society, our communities, and even our families. The ways that we learn to be from our families of origin, whatever that looks like. Things that we learn about who is more important, who deserves seats of honor, who deserves to be healed and when, and who we should and should not invite to dinner parties. Those things, those ways of seeing each other, and the ways that relate to each other are also our possessions. They are ours. They live in us. We own them, whether we recognize that or not. And we choose what we do with them. And what I think Jesus is saying to us and to the people at the dinner party with him in some Pharisee's house is that you cannot bring any of that with you if you are going to follow him. Taking up your cross also means letting go of your assumptions about how we organize ourselves. If those assumptions mean that we leave out the most vulnerable or take the best place for ourselves or don't work for the healing of each other, even on our days off. And Jesus wants us to know what is expected of us, wants to provide us with the foundation of what is expected. He wants us to know what we are getting ourselves into. There's a Jesuit teaching that I've been exploring lately about disordered attachments. And I think that maybe this comes close to what Jesus is talking about here for me. So Father James Martin, a Jesuit priest, speaks about it briefly in an article where he writes, "Saint Ignatius Loyola often used to talk about disordered attachments, those things we are so attached to that they keep us from God. It could be a desire for popularity or a love of money or an obsession with perfect health. Or maybe something even darker, like an unhealthy relationship that keeps you from freedom. Another way of looking at this is an entanglement. When Jesus first calls the disciples by the Son of Galilee, the Gospels say the fishermen dropped their nets to follow him. Those nets are a great emblem for all that keeps us entangled in life." So I have been working on letting go of those things that I carry around in me that keep me from fully seeing the people in front of me, those things that are wrapped up in my own bias or my imposter syndrome, in my belief that I don't belong or I'm not worthy, or that someone else doesn't belong or is unworthy. Those things that I learned growing up about who is clean and who is unclean, or how I should see certain people or judge them based on gender or culture or income or any number of other filing systems we have invented for one another. Maybe we can see possessions as they are spoken about here and attachments as attachments or entanglements, as they are named by Jesuits, as the same thing for the purposes of our thinking tonight. Those things that keep us from God, the God who shows up for us in one another, in relationship, in our care for each other, and most often in the unexpected. I'll be honest, I still don't totally know what to do with the command to hate your father and mother, wife, or children, except to put it into the context of disordered attachment. That if those relationships or the lens through which I see the world and the people around me, which I have inherited from those relationships, inhibit my relationship with God, if those relationships or that way of being stops me from loving my neighbor or working towards healing, then maybe I need to give them up. I cannot possess a way of being that ensures that I see anyone as less than me and still follow Jesus. And that is the hard work of carrying the cross, taking a look at who I am and how I behave, at what I have learned about how to be, and taking on a new way. That is hard work. That is why we need each other. It is why we need community. It is why we need to come here to think about what the gospel means for us and how we are going to live this faith out, because Jesus' teachings are demanding and living them out is complicated. We want to take up our cross and to follow, and we don't always know what that should look like, and we need community to figure that out with. We need one another to help us reorder our priorities and to remind us what it looks like and who and how we are called to be. We need to practice here how we want to be in the world and remember that love is always where we begin, and then we work our way up from there. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Open Minds podcast. For more information on the Cathedral, its ministries, and how you can get involved, go to www.thecathedral.ca.